Om. I'd like to speak about the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum. This is broken down, simply stated, as Om Mani Padme Hum. Om, we know, it is the seed of creation, it is the manifestation and sustenance of all that is, and it is the transformation from where we are into the realization that we are not who we think we are, but we are that which is the essence of all of creation moving in and through this body and this life. Mane tells us jewel-like or precious in Sanskritam, or divine. Om Mane Padme means lotus. So Om Mane Padme means I am this divine manifestation of brilliance and goodness and light. I am not this body. And the last piece, which is often misinterpreted as Om again, is actually, if we could translate it in English, would be Aham. A-H-A-M. So it's Om Mani Padme Aham. Om Mani Padme Aham. Not a hum like H-U-M, but a hum, A-H-A-M. And again, we can't do a literal translation from Sanskrit to English, so it's a little bit tricky in terms of how we make that jump. But just knowing that we're not speaking in our mother tongue, we're not even pronouncing in our mother tongue, but we are using the divine language of vibration that moves in and through everything and all things and us to realize that I am not this body. That being said, I want to share with you a bit of a story, and this is partly why this needed its own individual recording to bring us to this awareness. As the story goes, there was a devoted student and meditator of Om Mani Padme Hum, who had, after years of concentrating on this mantra, had attained enough insight to begin teaching. And this student's humility was far from perfect, but the teachers at the monastery where he was studying were not concerned about him not being very humble. And so this devoted meditator and scholar, as he was known in the Western world as, or of Om Mani Padme Hum, decided after a while that he wanted to learn more about the depth of this mantra that he was teaching. And upon hearing about a very famous hermit who lived in the mountains, the opportunity to go learn more was just much too exciting to be passed up. So he went to go visit this hermit that he had heard about, who was even more versed in this ancient mantra. And the hermit lived alone on an island in the middle of a lake. And so the meditator hired a man with a boat to row him across to the island. And the meditator, before arriving, had decided he was in deep reverence of this hermit. And he was very, very respectful of this old hermit when he met him. And as they shared some tea, the meditator asked him about his spiritual practice. And the old man, the hermit, said that he really had no spiritual practice except for a mantra that he had repeated all the time for years and years and years to himself. And the meditator was very pleased. And the hermit was using the same mantra as he was using. But when the hermit spoke the mantra out loud, the meditator was horrified. "What's wrong?" said the hermit. "I don't know what to say," said the meditator, "but I'm afraid that you've wasted your whole life, for you are pronouncing this ancient mantra incorrectly." And the hermit said, "Oh no, that's terrible. I've wasted my life. How should I be saying it?" And so the meditator gave the hermit the correct pronunciation, and the old hermit was deeply grateful. And then he asked if he could be left alone so he could get started to this mantra. and pronouncing it properly. So the meditator went about his way and was making his way back across the lake. And he was pondering the sad fate of this hermit. And he was thinking to himself, it's just so fortunate that I was able to come along. At least this sweet hermit will have a little time to practice correctly before he dies. And just then, the meditator noticed that the boatman was looking quite shocked, and he turned to see that the hermit was standing respectfully on the surface of the water next to the boat. And the hermit said, "Excuse me, please, I hate to bother you again, but I've forgotten the correct pronunciation. Would you please repeat it for me?" And the meditator, obviously stunned, said, "Oh, my," and very humbly said, Oh, you don't need it." And he stammered. But the old man persisted in his polite request until the meditator relented and told him again the way he thought the mantra should be pronounced. And the old hermit was saying the mantra very carefully, slowly, over and over again, as he walked across the surface of the water back to the island.